bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operation. Whether you need a minor repair or site design and a complete new grain storage and handling facility, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MCN Neco grain dryers. They provide expert site design and millwright services. They maintain a huge inventory of replacement parts. Need a lift? DS Services has certified crane operators and 3-truck and all-terrain cranes ranging from 40 to 55 ton capacity with up to 185 feet of reach, suitable for maneuvering any job site. DS Services crane rental is the perfect choice for your truss job or any other lifting need. Visit DSServicesInc.com or call 989-872-3318. 872-3318.
You're listening to the WLAW Sports Network. 1 week of the postseason is behind us, and the Harbor Beach Pirates advance as they take out Greater Thumb East foe and large arch rival, the LA Bearcats, 30-22, going 2-0 against the Bearcats this season. Well, it's second time in history that the LA Bearcats and Harbor Beach Pirates met in the postseason. And now let's check in with Dave Hansen. Start from the beginning. This was an instant classic, Dave. How we got to this final score?
Well, we had no score at the end of the first quarter. But beginning of the second quarter, Cole Anderson of Harbor Beach rumbles in from 4 yards away. They would take the lead 6-0 with 5 minutes left to go in the first half. Matt Mychek rumbles in from 2 yards. Anthony Sweeney rolls in for the extra two. Bearcats take the lead 8-6. And with 1 minute and 2 seconds left in the half, Cole Anderson scores from 13 yards away. Shelkey rolls in the two-point conversion. Harbor Beach retakes the lead 14-8. The next ensuing kickoff, Casey Sweeney takes it 65 yards to pay dirt. Matt Mychek tops it off with the two-point conversion. And the Bearcats would lead at the half 16-14. Harbor Beach would turn it over on their opening possession. Ryan Sweeney picks off a pass from Shelkey. Ubley would then turn it over on downs on 4th-and-1. Shelkey would then take that drive in and score from 7 yards away. Austin Roberts would catch the two-point conversion. Then Harbor Beach retakes the lead 22-16. Lemke able to rumble in with 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter from 1 yard away. The two-point conversion pass was incomplete, but the Bearcats would tie the game until Shelkey rolls in from 20 yards away with 3 minutes to go in the game. The two-point conversion run was good as well, and Harbor Beach would take the lead 30-22, and then the Bearcats would have the ball last but would turn the ball over on downs as their fourth down pass falls incomplete, and Harbor Beach would hang on in what you said was an instant classic, a thriller, a battle of two really good teams in the Greater Thumb East, and they battled for entire game, but Harbor Beach was able to survive the Bearcat push.
Who knew it would come down to two-point conversions in this ballgame, Dave? Obly, 2-for-3 in two-point conversions. Harbor Beach, a surprising 3-for-4 throughout the whole season. They've kind of struggled for the two-point conversion ballgame there, as they are known to kick the ball, but when their opponent goes for two, that almost forces them to go for two as well. And Harbor Beach, 3-for-4 on two-point conversions, wins by 8 points.
Well, you can see why Harbor Beach would struggle in that situation. They like to run a spread.
Yes.
Open field, wide open spaces. There's not a lot of room on a two-point conversion to spread it out and run it or even throw it. So they find themselves in the tee, which they struggle with a lot. That's really not something that they've been very good at the last couple of years. They've been way better out of the spread, so that two-point conversions do hurt them there. They were very good tonight, but so were the Bearcats. And the Bearcats are always tough. They always get 50% or 60% of their two-point conversions, so not a surprise there.
For those keeping score at home, the Lakers-Flint-Hamity game is a nail-biter with 2:39 left in the fourth quarter. Just a minute ago, Hamity punts to Lakers' 11-yard line, and Lakers on offense with 2:39 left in the fourth quarter. They trail Flint-Hamity by 1 point. You'll hear that game on Thumbtail Gator Sports, thanks to our friends over there on those updates. So, of course, Lakers, the champion of all the Greater Thumb Conference, or so we thought, the strongest team we saw through 9 weeks. They are on the ropes, trailing by to Flint Hamity by 1.7-6.
Yeah, I did not realize personally that Kretschmer was out in that game with a foot injury, and that's crucial to them because he's their big play guy. He's their lead running back. He's the guy that gets most of the carries, and then they have some really nice change of pace backs, but all those guys need to be healthy if you're going to make a run. And if Kretschmer, their speed threat, their track star, isn't there.
I think he is in the game, but he's not clearly at 100%.
Well, that hurts because that foot is where his best asset is. Speed is where he helps that team. And if he can't turn it up and get to that second gear, he certainly isn't going to be able to drag defenders for that extra yard like you needed, like you see Anthony Sweeney and Cole Anderson do tonight when they had carries.
So, of course, other games. The winner, Harbor Beach, goes on to play Saginaw Novell, who took out Mount Pleasant Sacred Heart 29-7. So that game will take place in Saginaw on next week, more than likely on Friday, as Harbor Beach wins 30-22. Saginaw Novell over Mount Pleasant Sacred Heart 29-7. And we will keep you up to date on this Lakers Flint Hamity ball games this coming down to the final 2 minutes. Let's take a look at the offensive and defensive stats for both squads. The Ugly Bearcats finished with 171 total yards on the night off of 40 plays, 35 rushes, 5 passes, 35 rushes for 113 yards, 5 pass attempts, 3 completions for 58 yards. Leading the rushing attack for the Bearcats, that was Casey Sweeney, number 2, with 14 carries for 61 yards, averaging 4.3 a carry. That's pretty solid right there. And following him would be Anthony Sweeney, 5 carries for 25 yards, but in a crucial 25 yards for the Bearcats there. And Ethan Lemke, 8 carries for 21 yards. He had one touchdown. Matt Mychek, the other touchdown. He had 5 carries for a total of 2 yards on the night. Matt Mychek through the air, 3 for 5 for 58 yards. A 24 and 33-yard strike to Anthony Sweeney, and then a 1-yard pass on top of that. All of his completions to Anthony Sweeney. And, of course, Casey Sweeney, the 65-yard kick return for the score, which flipped this game on its head and gave all the momentum back to Ubley, as then that put them ahead 16-14 at the half. Ubley on the night, a whole slew of special team yardage. They had 5 plays of special teams for 129 yards. They had more yardage on special teams, 129, than their rushing game at 113. For the Harbor Beach Pirates, 58 plays compared to Ubley's 40. 50 plays rushing the ball, 8 through the air, 50 rushes for 257 total yards. Through the air, they were 4 for 8 for 53 yards and 1 interception. Leading the way, James Shelke, quarterback, 23 carries, 132 yards, 2 touchdowns for him. Cole Anderson, 23 carries as well, 113 yards for him, and 2 touchdowns for the night. I do believe that's how that went down. No, 3 touchdowns, excuse me, for James Shelke. Through the air, 4 for 8 for 1 interception for 53 total yards. 2 completions to Austin Roberts for 31 yards. Michael Anderson, 2 receptions for 22 yards. And special teams, nothing too spectacular there, right around 50 yards altogether. On the defensive side of things, Harbor Beach, 33 tackles, 4 tackles for a loss, 2 tip passes, including the 4th down and 5 at the very end of that game, and only 2 penalties. For Ubley's defense, 48 tackles, no tackles for a loss, no sacks, no tip passes, 1 interception, and no recovered fumbles. Leading the tackling for Ubley, no surprise here. Skylar Lasowski in double digits with 11. Anthony Sweeney with 8. Brett Sweeney with 5. Cameron Peruski with 5 as well. Zach Walker at 4. Tyler Jones at 4. And then at 3, we have Nathan Partica. And then at 2, Matt Mychek, Ryan Sweeney. And then with 1, Colton Rosenthal. The interception was brought in by Ryan Sweeney at the 5-yard line. Anthony Sweeney, excuse me, at the 5-yard line, which was, we thought, Dave, that was it for Harbor Beach. They were not looking good. They could not move the ball, and Ubley was firing in all cylinders.
They did, but the difference in this game was the Harbor Beach defense. The Ubley offense just was stagnant this week. They didn't have a ton going on, and when you only are able to muster 170 yards of total offense, it's tough to win ball games. And they were in this game thanks to great special teams play by Casey Sweeney, and that was enough to keep Ubley in in this game and actually vault them into the lead for a little bit. But that pick, that interception there was a backbreaker for Harbor Beach. But Ubley turned it over on downs and gave Harbor Beach the football back at excellent field position. I believe less than 40 yards to pay dirt. And when you give a good offense that short of field, they're going to take advantage. And they did. And then that's when Harbor Beach retook the lead. And really, yes,